Have you ever felt like management is a rigged game? Push too hard for results, and you're labeled a heartless tyrant. Focus too much on relationships, and you're dismissed as soft. This isn't just workplace anxiety. It's the defining tension of modern leadership. Here's what makes this challenge urgent. 70% of employees report feeling disengaged at work. Half of all new managers fail within their first year. These aren't just statistics. They're warning signs of a broken approach to leadership. We've been operating under a false assumption that you must choose between driving results and caring for people. But what if that choice itself is the problem? What if sustainable success requires both, woven together in ways most managers never consider? This realization forms the foundation of a framework that's transformed how over 300,000 managers worldwide approach their work. Great management balances four interconnected principles: confidence and humility internally, relationships and results externally. Confidence means knowing your strengths and using them effectively. When you don't believe in yourself, neither will your team. Stand up for what matters before small issues grow. Clear expectations and boundaries paradoxically create psychological safety. Confidence without humility creates blind spots. Humility means accurate self-awareness and recognizing others' worth. Leadership isn't about what you do, it's what you enable others to achieve. Admitting mistakes inspires teams more than fake perfection. Results focus requires clarity, planning, and execution. Everyone must understand your group's purpose, accountability, and what success looks like. Clear, outcome-focused decisions transform intention into action. Sustainable success demands strong relationships. Treat employees with dignity. Recognize each person's strengths and help them grow. Work with your people, not apart from them. Shift from I to we. These principles create distinct types. Users win at any cost. Pleasers prioritize being liked. Gamers manipulate through politics. Only winners balance all four for sustainable success. Metrics are like blood pressure readings. They indicate health without being health itself. Yet managers constantly confuse the measurement with the thing being measured, creating serious problems. Obsessing over metrics rather than underlying performance leads to false competition, where beating colleagues matters more than serving customers. Gaming, where people manipulate numbers without improving actual performance. Volatile performance that spikes temporarily but can't be sustained. Unintended consequences, where fixing one metric breaks another. And exhaustion from constant updates that distract from meaningful work. The best results come when employees care more about actual customer experiences than spreadsheet numbers. In one call center, representatives were intrinsically motivated to help customers despite minimal formal metrics because they understood metrics represented customer satisfaction, not arbitrary targets. To use data effectively, know what matters to customers, not just internal scores. Identify key behaviors that produce real results. Consistently emphasize these behaviors rather than numbers. Check metrics at appropriate intervals, frequently enough to track progress, but not so often that you create distraction. Horrible meetings waste time and damage credibility, yet they remain essential for achieving results. Value everyone's time by ensuring meetings are purposeful, include the right people, and follow clear structure. Include the smallest number of stakeholders needed to make the best decision. The common mistake is inviting too many people with similar perspectives while missing key representatives with different viewpoints. As William Wrigley Jr. said, in business, if two men agree, one of them is unnecessary. Be clear about your meeting type. Informational meetings should be short with genuine two-way exchange. Decision-making meetings focus on specific problems to solve. As Pat Lencioni notes, good meetings need drama, some conflict worth discussing. Mixing information exchange with decision-making frustrates everyone. Without proper follow-through, even energizing meetings create cynicism. Think of meetings as commitment creators that produce specific actions. End every meeting by establishing who will do what, by when, and how you'll know it's done. This final question creates accountability, whether passing results to others, updating the team, or reporting completion. These 5 minutes of clarity prevent projects from stalling. When people feel their opinions are solicited but ignored, frustration follows. This fake participation damages morale more than not asking at all. Most people support decisions when they understand the reasoning and had genuine input, even when the outcome differs from their preference. To make decisions everyone supports, address one decision at a time. Business decisions fall into two categories: goals, where are we going, and methods, how will we get there? Always separate these discussions. When launching a product, first establish the goal, market position, revenue targets, before discussing methods like marketing channels or pricing. Mixing these creates confused conversations that waste time and breed conflict. Clarify decision ownership before discussions begin. There are four decision-making methods: one person decides, group vote, team consensus, or fate decides. State explicitly which method you'll use up front. This prevents resentment from believing they had a voice when they didn't. Winning well managers view accountability as keeping mutual commitments, not punishing poor performance. Tolerating underperformance destroys credibility, drives away top talent, and creates a morale death spiral. Leaders avoid accountability due to unclear expectations, guilt over past mistakes, false belief that praise alone builds morale, fear of confrontation, relationship concerns, and lacking effective tools. The Inspire method provides a framework. Initiate respectfully by choosing the right time and place. Notice specific behaviors without judgment. Provide specific support with concrete evidence and measurable impacts. Probe with neutral questions to understand their perspective. Invite them to solve the problem by encouraging ownership. Review understanding and secure commitment. And force the behavior's importance while expressing confidence in their ability to improve. Consistent accountability is essential, a daily practice, not an occasional event. Inconsistency signals that underperformance is acceptable as long as employees tolerate mild correction, creating confusion where standards become moving targets. Successful managers incorporate accountability into daily interactions rather than treating it as a separate punitive process. Your true legacy isn't products or decisions, it's the people you've helped win well who now lead others to do the same. As Fred Rogers said, there is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person. To assess your impact, start with internal values. Can you manage according to your deepest values and speak truth when difficult? Do you maintain realistic self-awareness and surround yourself with truth-tellers? You can't win well externally without winning well internally. For relationships, identify at least one daily investment in another person through encouragement, teaching, empowerment, or accountability. For results, identify one daily contribution toward organizational goals. Connect tasks to purpose by asking why about each activity. The ultimate test of your management isn't quarterly reports. It's how people feel when they see your name on their phone, whether they'd recommend working with you, and whether your team members become better leaders themselves. When you win well, you create a ripple effect that extends far beyond your immediate sphere. Long after everything else fades, your influence on people will endure.